My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is the Friday Get the Weekend Started edition on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Essential. That package includes stimulus payments and extended unemployment benefits, but Republicans argue the bill contains too much non-COVID spending. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says she expects job growth to make great strides in the coming months.
We're expecting job growth to actually accelerate from here. So we think by late spring and summer, we'll be seeing job gains on a monthly basis of around 650 to 700,000.
Also at townhall.com, Canada's health regulator clearing Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to have four of them.
Canada's pre-purchased 10 million Johnson & Johnson doses with options to buy another 28 million. Health officials hope the single-dose shot will help speed vaccinations in Canada, which doesn't have domestic production and has struggled with a shortage of vaccines. Canada previously approved vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Anyone getting a mammogram or other cancer check soon after a COVID-19 vaccine should alert doctors to prevent false alarms for a side effect. That's advice from experts who say sometimes lymph nodes, especially in the armpit, swell after the vaccinations. It's a normal reaction by the immune system, but could be seen as a malignancy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote,
"Nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes."
Hold on there, Benji. You can't even rely on that much, thanks to identity thieves.
Pardon?
Tax forms have all your personal info in one place. And this is the season when it can get emailed, shared, and possibly exposed to identity thieves. They might even try to file your tax return before you do.
This shan't stand!
No, it shan't. Because LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to identity threats. If you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com. And remember,
25% saved is 25% earned.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo besieged by scandal and calls for impeachment.
Cuomo apologized for his behavior on Wednesday. He addressed allegations of sexual harassment.
I never knew
at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
Outlets including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times report that the true number of people who died in nursing homes was altered by top aides. The July nursing home report was released to quell criticism of Cuomo. The state's analysis said 6,432 people had died in the state's nursing home.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Review Journal is reporting that Governor Sisolak has signed off on a new provision which erases the distance requirement during live shows, which during the pandemic has been 25 feet between spectators and performers, known as the moat. The new recommendation suggests a minimum separation of 12 feet for all live entertainment and performances. The change in that 25-foot distance to 12 is to take effect immediately. Blaming it on the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the Sinclair Broadcast Group, owner of Channel 3 TV locally, has laid off more than a dozen News 3 employees. Four on-air personalities were a part of the cutbacks. Longtime weekend anchor Gerard Romolho, daytime anchor Heather Mills, weekend weatherman Jerry Brown, and sports reporter Amber Dixon. A Sinclair spokesperson said the company was reducing its nationwide workforce by some 9,200 people, or by 5%, meaning 460 people across the country are losing their jobs. Well, travelers appear to be taking a break from spring break. A recent report from the U.S. Travel Association says just 1 in 8 Americans plans to travel for spring break this year. Among those that plan to travel, 73% say they want to relax. It's about time.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Heavy volumes through the resort area of the 15, especially northbound, beginning around Hacienda. Southbound at Owens, you'll tap the brakes there. Also, some slow flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson, and some lane restrictions there. Interstate West is Interstate 11 West at Horizon.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said. Or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition as we get the weekend started. I'm so excited. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock. Always good to have Randy Thompson on. She is the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, better known as NFIB. Big news, good, improving jobs report. Randy, first of all, always good to get with you. Thanks so much for coming on. What do you make of these new numbers?
Well, Kevin, it's good to be with you again. The numbers are showing that we are slowly opening up. Nevada is, you know, a little behind, more than I'd like to be. But we are opening up. I think the frustration is that people just don't want to come back to work. So for people, you know, there's people out there getting a job, but there's a lot of people that are just happy to sit on the sidelines. And unfortunately, that's what our government is encouraging people to do.
Now, tell me this. I saw a number, and I'm assuming it's true, that 56% of small businesses have been hiring in February. That's got to be good news.
It is good news. And a lot of it is unskilled workers, which means folks that just are, you know, out of high school or little college. That's really who is, we're getting our service sector back. That's what's great is we're getting those jobs that are so critical to really our blue collar economy.
And am I right that 18% of businesses, small businesses in the state of Nevada are planning to add jobs in the coming months? That's more good news.
It is more good news, especially if we're looking at a March 15th, where we can go to 50% with our restaurants, as the governor has promised. Let's hope he sticks with that. Then we're slowly getting those jobs back open. What's good is in these recent job numbers that came out in February that showed 379,000 jobs were created, the biggest was in leisure and hospitality, 335,000 of those. That's nationwide, of course. But that's what's really encouraging is that our hotels are opening up, our casinos are opening up, and we really that's the heartbeat of Nevada, and that's what we really need to get this economy going again.
Again, Randy Thompson joining us, the Nevada State Director for NFIB. What is your guesstimate as to what the landscape will look like come May 1st when the governor kind of steps away, although the devil's in the details, and gives more autonomy to local communities? What is that going to look like?
Well, I was always impressed with the mayor of Las Vegas standing up and saying, we don't need to close down. We can operate safely. And I think you're going to see the city of Las Vegas just go gangbusters. People are dying to travel again, and they're feeling safer, and they've got the vaccine, and there's more flights, and there's more hotel rooms that are available. Las Vegas has seen the biggest closures for a metro area in the United States of business closures, permanent business closures. But I'm hoping that a lot of the businesses that are there are ready to open their arms come May 1st, because I think you're going to see Clark County. Again, I applaud Marilyn Kirkpatrick and your Clark County Commission for really pushing on the governor to let the counties have more control. And I think the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman's always been out there cheering for businesses in Nevada to open.
The $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill still being debated in the United States Senate. They hope to vote on it maybe tonight, maybe first thing tomorrow, maybe Sunday. They're going to stay all weekend if they have to pass it. A part of it is unemployment money. I think they originally said $400. Now they're talking in terms of $300 of federal money. Why is that wrong? I've heard a lot of criticism of it. Why would that be wrong?
Well, for those that are truly needy and can't get their job back, if they're, you know, again, you've had the largest number of permanent business closures in Las Vegas. So there are people that don't have that job and don't have the opportunity to get back to work. For those folks that need it, yes, let's get them the aid. Right now it's $300 a week through October. But you've got to remember, we're also looking at potentially canceling student debt. So you don't need to go back to work to get a paycheck to pay off a student debt. We're expanding the child tax credit from $2,000 to $30,000. So we're incentivizing folks.
Oh, we got a bad cell phone. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll see if we can get Randy on a slightly better line. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We got Randy Thompson on a landline, a much better line. She is the Nevada State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business, better known as NFIB. I just heard a statistic from Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, saying 48% of the folks that are on unemployment are making more unemployed than they did employed. Why is this additional money needed? It was $300, and there is a proposal out there to make it $400 a week from the feds. Randy, why is that wrong?
Well, again, we're encouraging people to not go back to work. We have 55,000 job openings in Nevada. But when you're going to be getting $300 a week extra, that's in addition to what you're getting from state unemployment, and you're getting a $1,400 stimulus check, and you possibly get your student loan canceled, and you get an expanded child credit from $2,000 to $3,600 per child, you really don't need to go back to work. But there are a lot of hardworking people, Kevin, who can't find a job, who are waiting for just the right job, and especially the entertainers that you have in Las Vegas that can't get back to work. There are people that desperately need these funds, but there are a lot of people that are just sitting on the sidelines taking this and saying, I'll wait till I can, you know, not get my money, which will be October.
Let me ask you, what is it that small businesses need? We know the economy is getting better, maybe not as fast as we'd all like, but we are healing and we are getting better. What is it that small business needs right now?
We really need people who want to come back to work, who enjoy working with customers, because so much of what you're seeing right now is lacking is good customer service, because a lot of businesses are just understaffed and their staff is overworked. And I mean, I go to the movie theater and I see a help wanted sign. I drive by a McDonald's, I see a help wanted sign. We have so many businesses that just need employees, but they don't really, there's not really the impetus to get back to work. And I understand those that are fearful, that have an immune deficiency or a condition that prevents them from working. We understand that. But we can only go so long and say that COVID is so rampant. It's not. The numbers are down. The hospitalizations are down. The deaths are down. So we have a lot of folks who really can go back to work. They just don't really feel the need to. As I asked one economist what that means, and they said when they're tired of Top Ramen and PBR, they'll go back to work.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to talk some politics with you. You know, we're talking about a gubernatorial election coming up, and the latest poll numbers, at least the RJ poll of earlier this week, pretty good news for Steve Sisolak. What do you make of his prospects?
Oh, I think he will be primaried in by a Democrat.
Really?
Oh, I definitely think so. There's a lot of folks that are unhappy with him on the Democrat side. You're definitely going to see a broad bench of Republicans running, but I think you will see a Democrat challenge to him. He's overreached his grasp. Even the legislature is afraid to take him on. But I think you're going to see some Democrats running against him. I really do.
Any names that you can think of?
Well, I would like to see your county commission chair running.
Marilyn Kirkpatrick?
Marilyn Kirkpatrick. I think she was outstanding during this process. I don't know if she's interested or not, but that's someone I would love to see who would run against him.
And on the Republican side?
I'm all in on Mark Amaday, the congressman up here. He is an outstanding man, and he is one of those guys that he might not be conservative enough for some folks, but he is all about getting stuff done, and he has proven himself time and again to just get to the compromise that everybody is happy with. He is just an outstanding guy.
Let me just ask you, the state of the state, the economy being where it is, are we close to seeing light at the end of the tunnel?
Yes and no. Yes, because 60% of our state economy is service driven. 70% of the U.S. economy is consumer driven. So until people feel comfortable to go back into a casino and to get on an airplane, it's gonna take time for that to really happen. But I've probably been on five flights in the last 5 months, and every one of them's full. So people are moving. They are getting out there, and I think once people feel that Las Vegas is open, once we get entertainment back, and you're starting to see that, hopefully, I'm hoping by this summer, I think you're going to see Las Vegas take off like anything come summertime into the fall when people feel comfortable to travel again.
Were you surprised by the Venetian and the Palazzo being sold by Sands, you know, in the midst of a pandemic, this $6.2 billion transaction? Did it surprise you at all?
Well, it did. I mean, I had heard that it was for sale, and I know that the focus of the Sands has been in Macau and Japan. I mean, looking at spreading their operations overseas. But I was a little surprised that someone really wants to spend that much money during this time on a business that still isn't back fully. But it was encouraging. It really was, to see that somebody wants to come up with that kind of money to buy what is a very good operation. But yeah, I was a little surprised.
Hey, Randy, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, and we will talk soon, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. I want you to hear John Hofmeister. In fact, I just filled up, and it cost me a lot of money to fill up. Did you know that? And the price of gasoline has gone up something like 38 cents. Just since the inauguration. That's incredible. John Hofmeister is the former Shell Oil president, was on with Maria Bartiromo this morning on Fox Business, and explained this hike in the gas price. This is cut five, by the way, Jim. Explaining the hike in gas prices, John Hofmeister on Fox Business.
Let's talk gas for a second, because gas prices have increased 8 weeks in a row, John, reaching a national average of $2.75 a gallon. That's 33 cents higher than this time last year. Your thoughts on where gasoline is going into spring and summer when demand will pick up?
Well, I think we're starting to get squeezed. In other words, people still enjoy driving. We have seen the demand go down with COVID. But I think that's coming back. We're at about 19 million barrels a day now in the U.S., where we were at about 20, 20 and a half. And so it's getting close. The reason gasoline is coming back up is we've been in a shutdown period for many of the refineries, and so that puts a squeeze on what's available in terms of final product. But there's something else that's going on that's more subtle. And what that is that the industry, the producers, are practicing serious capital discipline, and they're not roaring back to produce more oil. They're getting squeezed by the administration. So the ban on leasing, the prohibition on new leases from the Biden administration, that's going to create a psychology in the industry of there's going to be less available. And the psychology drives the pricing as well. And so as long as we see this hostile administration, we're going to have a problem with prices.
We'll see. All I know is the price of gasoline has gone up here in southern Nevada. And it's getting much more expensive to drive. I want to leave you in this half hour with Joni Ernst. She is the senator from Iowa. She was on with Larry Kudlow earlier today. And... Joni Ernst made a pretty bold prediction, and that is that Dems are going to start rolling out tax increases. They're doing all this good stuff, give you a $1,400 check and all of that, and now eventually it's going to come time to pay the Pied Piper. Okay, this was Joni Ernst earlier today. That soon look for the Democrats to roll out tax bills, and it'll probably be sooner rather than later. This is cut six. Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa.
Joni, aren't Democrats going to propose a carbon tax and then a higher corporate tax and a wealth tax and doubling the capital gains tax? I mean, the tax story is coming. It's rolling. It's rumbling. I mean, behind the next stimulus of infrastructure or whatever you're going to call it comes the tax hike bill. I mean, we know that.
Yes. There's no way around it, Larry. If we do want to pay for all of these wonderful things like blue state bailouts and Pelosi's subway in California and Chuck Schumer's bridge to Canada, all of those things will have to be paid for by somebody. And unfortunately, it's going to end up being the hardworking Iowa taxpayer that's paying for all of these benefits going to blue state senators. And that's not what we need right now, Larry. We need someone with common sense slowing this train down. We don't have that type of money to spend right now. We need to be focused on COVID-19 and a real, true relief package for the Americans that are hurting the most.